Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. Beholder, I hardly know her.
Hey, handsomes, do you sometimes wish Jackson could DM for Adam and Cass? Well, do I have news for you. Following in the footsteps of mine and Douche's journey in Dinosaur Park, we're releasing Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, to all Sans Pants Plus members January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st, and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick, because come February, it'll be only available to Sans Pants Kings. So, just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cash unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Welcome to Season 1, Episode 20 of Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult. Hey, no secret, this is what's happened before this episode.
Somewhere, deep in the jungles of Chult, a statue that has lain dormant for maybe centuries, certainly at the very least decades, stands upright once more.
Pop?
Horns?
I would like to tell you something.
Yes?
No interrupting.
I don't like... Fine.
I've just spoken to Quasha. We could go to Camp Vengeance in about 3 days if you don't get waylaid by anything, and they might have an opportunity to heal you, but you could heal yourself in about a week.
So, on that third day in the morning, you see two figures emerging atop the hill to the south out of the tree line. As they get a bit closer, you identify them as Flask of Wine and Dragonbait. Stepping out of the wilderness is a creature that looks half man, half tiger. It's not a tabaxi, whatever it is. It's too big. It's still medium-sized, still man-sized, but like... basketballer height, bodybuilder build.
No.
You're giving Hank lots of pats and a bit of honey, and then Hank starts whinnying. Hank looks a little panicked. And then a moment after Hank senses it, you sense it. And a bit after Tiffany senses it, the rest of the camp senses it. A tree explodes into splinters, and Vaughn is standing before you. Searching the jungle, you keep your eyes open for Ardis. As you're trudging through, you'd see this first. It's an incredible and shocking thing. There is like a bubble, a massive bubble, where the jungle, the hot, sticky jungle, stops suddenly. And it becomes winter. There's a bubble that is just winter. As the rain comes down and it hits the area of the... you can see it very well, because as it comes down, it hits the bubble and the rain turns to snow immediately. Oh. There's a soft layer of snow all over the ground here, completely undisturbed. You see several dead corpses around in the area with shards of ice jutting out of them.
We might want to avoid that one.
No. We go in it. What do these rings do?
Well, it looks like a... well, look. In terms of how many dead bodies I see, all of them are in the ring.
Are they all in the ring?
Yeah.
Dragon bait. Did he ever do this when you were around? Make like bubbles of ice in winter?
The Dragonbait nods.
Is it dangerous to enter?
Dragonbait shakes his head.
Right, we go in a bubble.
Okay.
The temperature drops immediately. It's -30 Fahrenheit here.
Jesus, I can't do math, but I suspect that is cold. As in, she's cold as ice. I don't know the next line.
I don't know, Fahrenheit works differently. Like Celsius... zero is freezing point.
It's -30 Fahrenheit is -34 Celsius.
Why does it balance out like that? That's so fucking weird.
I think there is, if you get to, there's like a point where they're like exactly the same. I think it is 30 something, negative 30 something, and they're both the exact same.
What's the weather like out there? Oh, it's 90 when it's 30.
Yeah.
It's like, that's fucking stupid. Is 90 good?
I think, yeah, because there's a song where it was like, it's 100 degrees and it's that's hot.
Yeah.
It's not that hot. Like, it's pretty hot, but it's not like hot, hot. And
like feeling hot, hot, hot?
Probably.
Olay, 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 olay.
Olay. Love the skin you're in. But in Elf, he wants the temperature of his limo to be 72, which I think is like...
nice.
I think it's in the 20s, but it's really precise. And the freezing point and boiling point aren't 0 and 100 respectively. They're not set around those.
But Fahrenheit is dumb as shit.
You can't spend a lot of time here in the bubble because it's so cold. You would die of frostbite and other maladies incurred through such extreme temperatures. But from your cursory searching, it looks like Ardis encountered some problems with the local wildlife and used his Ring of Winter to fend them off.
Ardis?
If Ardis is here, he's long gone.
We're heading in the right direction, though.
Yeah.
You're quite near the Shrine of Ubtau right now.
Got to touch it again. I got a shield guardian this time.
Well, you can go find it if you want.
Kill that troll. Kill that
it's troll. The indistinct figure with a spear raised high.
We walked towards it because that was where we fought the troll.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was with you when this happened? Anyone Flask who can talk? And Flask of Wine, who was here last time, says, perhaps... if we were to set it off, it might alert Artis if he's in the area.
It's not a bad idea, Flask.
But wouldn't he just run away because of the nearly dying last time?
Potentially, yes. But I can think of no louder way to yell.
That's true.
He and might Vaughn come. Can't talk.
Okay, Vaughn. Oh, no, I can't control Vaughn. Can you just tell Vaughn to be ready?
He's always ready. That's a good thing about Vaughn. Perfect friend. Doesn't talk. Always ready.
I pretend like that didn't hurt.
Do you know what? Wasn't even directed at you in a mean way.
Oh, I know.
Just observe.
Cass knows. Tiffany never assumes anyone's thinking about her, but she knows when she's inadequate.
That is so sad.
Quasha says, if... we end up summoning the troll again. Do you know how we fight a troll?
Not with these. I show my hammer and my sickle. They did fuck all last time.
It seemed to be only magic that really did anything. And
trolls are powerfully protected. Well, not powerfully protected, but trolls are resistant to damage from non-magical attacks. So you are still hurting it, just not as much as you might hope.
Right.
Do you know how to defeat a troll, Quasha?
Yes. The only way to kill them permanently is to hit them with fire or acid. Anything else, and they'll just keep coming back. They're like a plant.
Acid?
You can think of a troll as less of a creature and more of a, I don't know, just the local, what is it, flora? Is flora plants?
Yep.
Fauna. Yeah. Fauna. Oh, flora is plants.
Yeah. You can think of a troll as local flora.
Do we have to damage it significantly before we splash it with acid, or will acid just take it down no matter what?
Well, fire and acid are just good ways of fighting it. I would recommend hitting it with as much fire and acid as we had.
Well, you're in luck. I have a jug that I can fill with acid at will. It gives me a grand total of... oh, God. 8 ounces. I get a fucking quart of oil and 8 ounces of acid. It's better than no acid, though, I suppose. Can you dip weapons in acid?
No, unless you want to destroy them. Quasha says, I can make fire magically, and I can do it as much as I want.
If we punch you, you can make fire.
Hellish rebuke.
Yes.
Not a perfect way of doing it, but... it could work, yes.
Well, if he gets me, I'll get him back.
Oh, I could punch you and you could just do it. Not
no.
Hard, just like...
That's
green
not how
flame
that works.
Blade also deals fire damage.
Well, I think there's a much nicer way to do that, and I can do that without getting hurt and permanently, forever.
If we keep hitting it with fire and acid, we can slow down its regeneration as well.
And then we get old mate over here to punch the living shit out of it. Ain't that right, Vaughn?
Vaughn does not respond.
It's verbal
Vaughn
command, isn't it,
Vaughn stares
right?
forward. Sorry?
It's thought commands or verbal commands?
Verbal commands, yes.
Damn it. Now fuck it. Give a Terminator thumbs up, Vaughn.
Vaughn gives a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's my boy. All right, let's go to this shrine and look for Artis / touch the shrine again.
All right.
You can... I nearly fucking died.
I don't know why we're doing... Oh, it's not we're doing this. Do it.
Tiffany, looking at the statue now, you can see a magic symbol scribed upon it. That's probably what set off the explosion last time.
I didn't see this before. I think that's what we have to touch. Can you make Vaughn touch it?
Vaughn, touch the symbol.
Vaughn leans forward and touches the symbol. As he does so, he breaks the statue by pressing too hard.
I almost thought to myself, I'm like, am I going to have to tell him to do this gently? Yeah, I am. Oh, Vaughn.
All right. Pop, max damage. Tiffany, half damage. Vaughn, half damage.
Wait, he takes half my damage too.
Yes. All right, hang on. Wait, I got to slow down now.
Oh, no.
Fuck, what if we destroy the shield guardian by poking a statue?
Oh, jeez, Louise.
If we hadn't touched that symbol, would we just have got the magical blessing from the statue?
No, that's what it always does.
What a shit fucker. Who builds this fucking statue? I'm going to write a thesis about it.
What the shit fucker? Tom Reed's analysis of who built this fucking statue.
What the shit fucker?
Tiffany, you take 15 points of damage.
15? Okay.
That's half.
I glanced
Pop,
at my...
You take half, which is 15. Vaughn will take 30 points of damage, half from you.
And half from him.
And half, yeah, because he made his saving throw.
Jesus. Is this what hit us last time?
Yeah, you got buffeted by this last time.
But it didn't hurt us last time.
It did hurt you last time.
That's why we were so weak to the troll.
Flask of Wine takes 31 points of damage. Quasha takes 31 points. Koopa Louie takes 15.
Yeah, because he's fucking tough.
Oh, and Dragon Bait. Dragon Bait will take 31 as well.
Is Hank fine? Don't kill the fucking horse, Adam.
No, really?
Got to look up a horse's hit points.
Oh my god!
No! This is on you guys.
It's going to be deeply traumatic. This is on Quasha, who is Adam.
Oh no!
To be fair though, I didn't have...
Ooh! Hank... So as the explosion ripples outwards in all directions, Hank, you can see in slow motion, Hank's flesh like rippling. You know, like that
yeah.
when you see an explosion yeah. in slow motion on like on human flesh, the like Hank's flesh slowly ripples all around his belly. As first his layer of skin is removed, then muscle, then sinew and other fleshes beneath it.
What?
Half of Hank's body is completely sandpapered away by the force of the blast.
He's still alive, though.
Hank hits the ground, dead.
Hank!
Real Hank wouldn't go down like a sack of shit fucking horse.
The what?
Real Hank. Shut up! Oh my god! The real Hank. Fuck you. I hope this summons the troll. It does.
It might not have?
Yeah, 75% chance. So 25% chance that it just didn't come.
Is that a skill or attack?
No, it's just a regular roll. Not a roll, sorry. It's a percentile chance. You can spend a card for me to not have to re-roll this.
Yeah, fuck it.
Spend a good boy card?
Yeah, spend this one.
Ooh. There's no response. The troll's not here.
Did it do anything else, the statue, or did it just hurt us all?
It's destroyed completely because of Vaughn, and it hurt you, yes.
Fuck. How are you, Horns?
I point to half of Hank.
Don't worry, it's not the real Hank.
What?
Cure wounds.
Three trees are knocked aside, and the giant troll is standing. Just kidding!
Oh my.
Fucking gotcha! Still coming.
You're a fuck, Adam.
I'm a mean man.
I get my alchemy jug ready to go.
We're going to initiative. Ah, fuck, that was great.
I hate you so much.
Had more fun. So, Pop, you are by default going with Vaughn. Tiffany, which NPC would you like to go with?
I think we know.
Yeah, but he's dead now.
Hank. Oh, very funny. Get a good boy card.
Thank you. I'm going to go with Cooper Louie.
Cooper Louie?
Oh, no, I'm going to want to protect him, even though he gives so much for us. No, I'm going to go Ham. Oh, I watched a draft.
Who are you going with?
Cooper Louie.
Cooper Louie? All right, cool.
I heard someone refer to it as going ham and cheese recently. Love that.
Ham and cheese.
I'm going to go ham and cheese with Cooper Louie.
Flask of Wine fires two arrows at the troll. One strikes, one misses. He deals maximum damage, which isn't a lot, unfortunately.
Hey, Cass.
Yes?
Do you have the fire attack?
Yeah.
You do fire damage? When you use it, you should use this.
Oh, that's good. I'll do that.
Pop and Vaughn. So, Vaughn, let me just find... All right, so cool. Here are his abilities. He... hits people with his fists. He gets two fist attacks.
Yep.
If he's within 5 feet of you, he can do that shield thing where he can give you two AC. Yep. If he's within 5 feet of you. If he's within 60 feet of you, you share damage, or he takes half your damage. Other than that, he doesn't really have a lot. He's just big and strong, and he regenerates hit points.
Fuck yes. I love this so much. Oh my God, he's my Venom. I'm Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
Ooh. What? Does that mean you get to Pash?
Yep.
That means
Pash Vaughn. That's my turn.
He'll get inside the love of your life and explode her because he's so big. What are you doing, sorry?
So I'd like Vaughn to attack, but I'm getting my acid alchemy jug ready.
Uh-huh. All right. So Vaughn sprints towards the troll. He socks the troll in the chest, then punches it along its three heads.
Fuck yes, Vaughn. That's my boy.
Oh, I forgot the troll had three heads.
And all those hideous mouths and multiple penises.
Christ. Why?
Vaughn, rip off its genitals.
The troll slowly heals damage that it's taken. And then it's the troll's turn. It unleashes upon Vaughn.
Please don't destroy it.
That's right, it makes five attacks.
Oh, that's right. I copped all five.
Nearly dying's wild.
Why the fuck are we back here? Just going to put it out there. There is a huge part of Pop that is going through some serious PTSD right now.
Oh, my God.
Just flashing back to nearly dying, both here and when he lost his eye that time. Secrets you will never learn.
Secrets I wish I could know. Let me in, I beg you, Pop. We could be a great duo.
No, 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 no.
Everyone I love leaves me. Hank was torn in twain, you 12. See. But, Pop, you look tough as hell. So I hope our journey ends so well.
What the fuck are you singing for?
No, what?
Let's fight.
Oh, no. Doesn't take that damage. Oh, gosh.
Is Vaughn resistant to shit?
Yeah, he doesn't take poison damage, so he's immune to a D10 of the damage that he's just gonna. He just took 49. All right. Vaughn takes 79 points of damage.
Is he still standing?
Shockingly, yes.
He can heal himself too, right?
Yep.
It's only 10 points around.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's only 10 points around.
Why are we fighting this fucking troll again, Cass?
Oh, Quasha made us.
Where's Artis? Come on, help us, Artis.
Tiffany and Cooper Louie.
Okay, I would like to... Am I close enough to run in, attack, and run back out?
No. You can run in, attack, that's it.
Well, that straight up might make me die. Can I... Can I run to a location that will allow me to run in, attack, and run out on my next turn?
Yes.
I would like to do that.
All right. You spent your turn just sprinting around behind the troll. You're on the opposite side, so you can no longer see Vaughn because the troll is blocking him. Two giant monoliths fighting each other. What do you want Cooper Louie to do? He has a spear that he can use. He also regenerates. And then once a day, he can, explode in spores in all directions, which poisons creatures.
I feel like a troll can resist poison.
Yeah. Is spear... Yeah, maybe he just has a spear.
Yeah, the troll is immune to poisoning, and Quasha would have said so. Sorry?
Yeah, he might just have to spear then.
All right. Cooper Louie moves in and attacks with his spear.
I'm so angry that we're back here.
Why did we do this to ourselves?
I'm angry that Adam's going to punish me for being so happy about Vaughn. Adam, if you take my shield guardian away from me, I'm never coming back.
That's so unfortunate.
Oh, you fuck.
Then it is Dragonbait and Quasha's turn.
Well, Quasha can set the fucker on fire.
Yes, he can.
Burn, baby, burn.
Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby, burn.
Da-da. Quasha produces a ball of flame in one hand, which he hurls with force at the troll. He strikes the troll. The troll screams in pain and takes 5 points of damage.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Quasha, you suck.
You, Quasha.
I'm so angry at us right now.
Oh my God. You brought us here and you're not pulling your weight? To Quasha, not to
you.
Yeah,
no. It's like, Cass, I was helping.
Quasha says, and now it will not properly regenerate. Oh. That is my contribution. Also, we can actually kill it now.
We weren't saying that out loud. That would have been rude.
Oh, no, you did say that out loud.
Yeah, to
Quasha,
Tom.
Are you surprised that I have such a disposition that I'd be a rude and arrogant fuck?
Wasn't on you. He was talking to Tiffany.
I wouldn't say that out loud.
How dare you, he says.
I didn't do that.
Roleplay better.
Dragonbait kicks the troll in its shin. The troll nearly falls down onto one of its knees. It's nearly taking a knee. And then Dragonbait carves upwards with his sword,
yes,
nearly disemboweling the creature. Nave to chops, triple damage.
Oh, where's your nave?
Navel, like belly button?
Yeah, I think so.
Chops is in...
Cheeks?
Oh.
Wait.
Go in no, where wait. Your first food.
Yeah, I was like...
Cut you... From your first mouth to your second mouth.
No, I think chops is actually Uranus.
That's not very far.
Or legs,
then.
Right? What are lamb chops? Like, they're bony, yeah?
Yeah.
Where
but
do
like
chops
you
come from?
Watch my chops. That's like lips.
True. I like the idea of it being cut from its belly to its face.
Yeah.
Sis. Which mouth, though?
Oh, yeah. Far out. Yuck. too many face.
Imagine if this was the troll that they fought. Like, this kind of troll was a troll in Harry Potter. And just Harry Potter died in the, 14th chapter of book one, and that was the end.
Troll in the dungeon!
And then after that book was published, J.K. Rowling just talked about how much Harry would have fucked had he lived.
I just want you to know what would have happened had I not ended my story out of my own choice.
Flask of wine pops it a couple of times with arrows, and then it's Pop and Vaughn's turn.
Right.
Vaughn healed 10 hit points.
Adam.
Yes.
I got a jug of acid that I'm no longer going to use because what's the fucking point? We've already stopped it from regenerating. I assume the acid would stop it from regenerating.
The acid, well, acid damage is not going to be reduced like other types of damage are, but you might end up still doing more damage with your with your regular attack.
Because it's my first attack, so well, let's go, baby.
It's the first round that you get that extra
attack. I just get the double, don't I?
Well, you get three.
The other one I get four.
Yes, tip. On the first round you get four, but because you spent the first round, what did you do? Oh, you summoned the acid.
I summoned the acid.
Oh, if you summon the acid, you might as well use it then.
All right then. I want to try to get some of the acid in its mouth. What? Any of its mouths?
It is so tall.
Can I? Fuck! I don't want to throw the jug.
No, get Vaughn to do it.
He'll break the jug.
If you say, can you gently pour this acid all over their heads?
But then he doesn't get an attack. And he's way stronger than I am. I'm just gonna pour acid on whatever I can get acid on it.
You pour acid all over the base of the fucking troll's feet. The troll starts hopping on one foot, howling in agony. You deal...
Say that, you ugly prick.
You deal 7 points of damage to it. But you're also burning it up such that its healing, its regenerative abilities aren't going to work as well. Vaughn starts socking the fucker.
Can Vaughn break stuff?
What do you want him to break?
I don't know, one of the necks?
He reaches out and starts trying to snap one of the necks on the creature. He deals 22 points of damage.
Cop that.
He hasn't snapped one of its necks, but he has his hands around the smallest of the heads, the smallest of the three, and he's starting to turn it. That head is starting to look backwards over the troll's shoulder. The troll starts kicking and frantically attacking. It is the troll's turn. The troll regenerates a little bit, but not nearly as well. You can see that its healing powers are definitely weaker now. You can see that you're definitely doing a lot better than you were doing last time.
Oh, that's good. That's for fucking killing me, you enormous fucking bastard.
The troll starts slashing outwards with its hands, making itself a whirlwind of claws. And everyone nearby is going to have to make a dexterity saving throw. Pop. You fail.
Is this a saving throw?
Yes.
I'd like to do plus a d12 to a saving throw.
Plus a d12.
Would that help me?
That will, yes. All right, you pass. So you take half damage, and Vaughn will take half of that damage. Vaughn.
Covered.
Vaughn fails the saving throw. Do you want to help him? You're going to need... if it doesn't say succeed on a saving throw, probably don't worry about it. What sort of a bonus is it?
I've got reroll a skill or attack.
Vaughn has a 3 total. He needs 19.
Can we just get you to reroll, like cash a card in and make you reroll?
He has a -1 to his dexterity saving throw, so he only passes on a 20.
Yeah, no, cool. Yeah, no, I had a succeed. No, I didn't. Wait, I had a succeed on a skill check, and that's how I got the horse.
Nothing for Vaughn. Vaughn will take full damage. Brilliant. Who else is nearby? Dragonbait and Koopa Louie. Dragonbait and Koopa Louie both pass for half damage.
Gosh.
Don't storm my guardian, Adam. I will cry.
He could just roll really low.
He won't, though, because this is how this works. I get my hopes up and then you crush them. Into fine powder.
Crush them.
That I then use to soak up my tears.
Ah, he'll live. But it's getting touch and go for Vaughn, actually.
Oh, no.
Max damage is 41. Half damage would be 20. You take 10 points of damage, Pop. Because it's half halved.
Actually.
What?
This is quite bad because you got hit, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Vaughn will take...
Is it too late to turn a successful hit against you into a miss?
No, this is a saving throw, unfortunately.
Dang.
Vaughn will take 30 points of damage. Vaughn is still standing. So Vaughn has a total of 142 hit points. He's on 119 now.
Oh, he's fine.
He's okay, but he can't take another buffeting like that. Vaughn, when he hits zero hit points, he just dies. There's no saving throws for him because he's not a creature. He doesn't bleed out. He just gets broken.
Well, that's right. We'll deal with this. We'll get this motherfucker down.
So the only... Can healing spells heal Vaughn?
No, he's not affected by healing spells.
So it's just time for him.
Yeah.
Sick. Good to know. Time is something we just have so much of every day, and we're not often interrupted by the things that happen that wear us down.
Tifa and Koopaloo, it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to cast Green Flame Blade on my rapier, run in, deal maximum damage on this attack.
Well, you got to hit first.
Oh, no. I would like to hit.
Hey, easier said than done, you know?
That's right. If you fuck it up, I can reroll the skill or attack.
Whew. Ooh, you'll need that.
Reroll the skill or attack, Adam.
Woo!
Oh, gosh. Do you have any other good boy cards?
I do.
Yep.
Can I cash it in for a reroll?
Yep.
I cash this Fortuitous Circumstances in for a reroll. Or can I just use the Fortuitous Circumstances?
It won't be a hit. But there will be a Fortuitous Circumstance that happens. What do you want to do?
Fortuitous Circumstance might just help us.
I play my Fortuitous Circumstance as a Fortuitous Circumstance.
Okay. Because I'm running in and running out. So if I miss...
Well, you can, if you want, spend one of your cards on just re-rolling this.
I think these are really good to have because I can just make him miss us if we get real... The next person who gets hit can miss, and well, I think that's more important.
Then you miss on this attack and you dart back out.
Yeah.
With
a quick go-hoy. And now a word from our sponsors. Look, D&D is for nerds is great. But if you like that jock LARPing sport, then good news. Our podcast, How Good's Footy, might be all the way up your alley. Go to sanspantsradio.com, search How Good's Footy, and finally you can connect with us in a way that we've not been able to provide.
Then, you control Koopaloo. Koopaloo attacks.
More spears! God, I love him.
Koopaloo. Where's his damage?
Koopaloo starts like panic smashing out Led Zeppelin on his chest.
Which one?
Thank you. What's it called? Fuck, what's the song?
Come to look to Ice and Snow.
Yeah.
Ice and Snow, not Nice.
Is it, that's,
and
is it the immigrant song?
The immigrant song, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Koopaloo deals 15 or 7 points of damage, but he's also chipping away. They're all doing, like in The Simpsons, everyone's doing their part, including that dog or whatever, pulling a little sign. Everyone knows that reference, right?
It checks out, Adam. It checks out.
I've just checked it, and this is it, Chief.
Dragon Bait does 19 points of damage, slashing and hacking, as Koopaloo standing next to him is stabbing and spearing. They're trying to work together, working away at each leg, like weird lumberjacks trying to chop down a tree with two legs. And Quasha as well. Quasha hurls another ball of fire, which strikes it, doing 5 points of damage, but hampering its healing as well.
I mean, that's handy. It'd be good if it could do, like, 15 points of damage while hampering its healing, you know?
Flask of Wine plugs away, doing tiny, kind of superfluous amounts of damage, but doing everything that he can. And a giant ball of ice and wind blasts out of the nearby forest, striking the troll. How fortuitous that Artis Simba is so close. The icy ball consumes the troll, and a familiar figure is standing nearby, obviously the source of this freezing sphere.
He must be so ticked at us. Can you imagine being like, oh my god.
You left me.
I saved you from this. I sacrificed myself and you came back.
For you, you fuckhead.
Hey, Pop showing a little bit of empathy. Reward him. Artist, you idiot. Stupid simple boy.
You're getting mad and he hasn't done anything except help.
Yeah, I don't like him.
It feels like you're just determined to not like him. Anyway, 10d6 cold damage. 40 points of damage.
That's very good. More like Artis C. sick, bruh.
Artist Simber looks at you, Pop, and says, finish it!
All right.
It's your turn.
Let's fucking go, Vaughn. I decide I'm going to give this... Just going to Achilles fuck this big boy's foot. Just hammer and sickle at its Achilles so its foot is mush.
First attack's a miss. Second attack is a critical hit.
Yeah, it is.
Hey.
Third attack is a hit as well.
Great.
So, second attack, critical hit.
Is that? Would you say that Pop is quite powerful with this move?
Why do you say?
Well, would it be worth getting him to deal maximum damage on these?
All right. I never touch a drop. Quadruple damage, and if the target takes equal to or greater than a quarter of their maximum hit points, they lose a leg. So I have to roll that quadruple damage. Are you currently considering using your max damage, boy?
Will doing this make this troll lose a leg?
You don't know.
We think it's worth the risk?
Risk it for the biscuit, Cass.
Risk it for the biscuit, Cass. Okay.
All right. For 8 times 4 is 32.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that will not be a leg. But you slash at the troll's Achilles tendon, dropping it to its knees. Then with your hammer, you carve in its skull, or one of its 3 skulls. The other skull, Vaughn, finally jerks and snaps that second skull.
Attaboy.
Yes.
Between you and Vaughn, you completely crumple in one of its heads and you snap back, then up, then off one of its heads. The third head, the third and final head, the biggest one, hits the muck, and there's a few bubbles that come out of the mud all around it, but then slowly pop, 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 pop.
That's why they call me Pop.
The troll lies dead. Quasha sprints up onto the back of the troll and starts blasting it with fire.
I thought it isn't that overkill, Captain?
You got to burn out the roots, he says. It'll come back if we don't do this.
Okay, then. Tiffany, would you mind setting this thing on fire with your sword?
I would not. I start slashing it with green flame blade.
Quasha and Tiffany burn it until it is nothing.
Hey, you did simple. It. How's it going? You whack.
You both get 5,000 experience points.
Level up!
You fucking better believe it. Level up and then some. Oh my god.
Actually, just hang on. I'm going to... Just while you're doing that, just get the thing up. I want to just do something real. This is going to be so worth it. This is going to be so fucking worth it.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for things that are worth it.
Okay. You level up and are nearly halfway.
Are we leveling
halfway.
Up right now?
Yeah, you level up.
No, this is not what I wanted. No.
But it's fuck the song we're getting.
No, this isn't what I wanted either. Just give me the thing that I want.
No, Bambino.
Wait. So we have we leveled up?
Yes. We're a Venonat, maybe.
We're a motherfucking Raichu, but we just leveled up. Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
fuck, it was so shit. There was a fucking ad for some bullshit, like, fantasy game.
Whoa. We're not knocking bullshit fantasy games right now, are we?
Yeah, we absolutely are.
Yeah.
We're not doing bullshit fantasy. This is some good shit. You're at 1/3 of the way to the next level.
Oh my god.
That was awesome.
That was a lot of fucking experience points.
So what happens when I level up, Adam?
Well,
anything?
We get to play the song again.
You'll get extra
I'll play
hit
it for
points,
you when
you'll
you
get
level
some
up.
Extra abilities.
My birthday.
Well, what we'll do is you guys will have a little rest, and then at the end of that rest, you'll be all leveled up, and we'll go through all of your new abilities and stuff like that. You won't necessarily get a lot. You'll probably only get, like, one extra ability each.
Fine.
But you might get some extra magic as
evolve,
well.
So cool.
Oh,
but your hit points will go up as well.
Hey, even mine?
Yep, even yours.
Hey!
You'll still have that slightly reduced amount, though.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't forget about it.
Artis Simber hops down off a log and strolls towards you. Well, fancy meeting you here.
It's so good to see you.
Artisimber hugs Tiffany tightly.
Hey, I hug back.
You all right, Simple?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you, he says.
Oh, you know, I look fucking great, don't I?
It happens.
It does happen.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I managed to slow it down with some ice and then escaped as best I could. I've been living off the land for the last couple of days. I wanted to come find you, but I'm not a particularly good woodsman, so I had trouble navigating this area.
That's all right. We found you first.
Hmm. Yes.
Us, Vaughn us.
Ah, I see you finally found the what is it, Shield Guardian? Vaughn, you finally found Vaughn.
Yeah, we did.
Pleasure to meet you, Vaughn.
Update. We scared off, stole a horse. Horse is dead, don't worry about it.
All right.
From a group of people who were looking for you.
Hmm. Do you know who they were?
Yeah, they were Black Network.
The Zentarum. Hmm. Yes. I imagine they'd be after this, he says, showing the ring.
I figured.
That's exactly what they said.
Yes. Look, being with me is dangerous. I'm just going to let you know that. I'm being hunted by more than just the Zentarum. I know that much. I know there's frost trolls about. I'm not sure where they've come from, but they're here, and they're searching for me.
Oh, I saw the frost trolls. They were looking for you.
Yes. Yes, that's how we met, I remember.
Yeah.
There are frost trolls looking for me. I would imagine, I don't know if the Red Wizards are here for me specifically. I actually wouldn't imagine they are. I'm sure they have some other business, but if they were to discover that I had this artifact, they would certainly try to take it from me.
Well, you're just a barrel of laughs with all your mates, aren't you?
Yes. Well, certainly saved your life, didn't I?
All right, Cocky. Fair enough.
Dragonbait made a friend.
Artisimber meets Quasha and Koopa Louie. They shake hands and such. Actually, Quasha and Artisimber have a brief conversation when Quasha says, I'm with the Emerald Enclave. We're aware of your artifact.
Oh.
And they have a little chat where Quasha's just like, we know it's safe with you, but I'm going to stick with you as long as I can just to keep it protected. And he says, we're also aware that the Zentarum were looking for it. We're working against them.
Oh.
Quasha, that information would have been handy when we were deciding whether or not to attack or leave the Black Network in the forest earlier.
You don't always
tell your secrets. How can you expect others to open up when you're a closed book?
I say something in Aquan that you do not understand.
Nearby, you find the troll's lair, and we're going to do some treasure.
Yay!
There's a lair in there.
And some treasure as well.
There are
people with games.
No, you read
what's
the treasure.
On the card?
Oh, a blue gem worth 60 GP.
And
a sheet of parchment painted faintly in smoking letters. First level spell scroll. What a reference that no one outside of Australia will get.
Good reference, though.
If someone wants to write this down.
Depends on what is it, yeah. Though.
A blue gem worth 60 gold pieces.
I don't want that. Do you want that for
the
museum? Yep.
A sheet of parchment painted in faintly smoking letters.
Yep.
It's a scroll of burning hands.
Ooh. Can I do that spell? Can anyone do that spell?
You can do it.
I'll keep this in case we need more fire. Is that a cantrip?
No, it's a first level spell.
Ah, boo. I mean, great.
But even if it were a cantrip, it's still a one-use thing. All scrolls are one-use.
Ah, it's just once.
Yeah.
Why would we want that scroll book of 16 things? I can do something 16 times myself.
Some of them would be quite high-level spells.
Ooh, maybe it's good.
Yeah. You find four novelty porcelain bottles shaped like soldiers, filled with a sticky red liquid that maybe Quasha uncorks one of them, takes a little sip and says, healing potion.
We should take all of those.
You take four healing potions.
I write that down.
Yep.
For you take the potions because I won't need them. But when we empty the bottles, I'd like to keep the bottles for, you know, reasons.
Special good reasons. Not relevant. Don't ask.
Is Pop running a museum or is he just a hoarder? Find out next time on Hoarders and Tortles.
Tortles.
God damn you. You find 6 ingots of gold worth 10 gold pieces each.
Pop takes the gold.
And a scroll scribbled with odd words stamped with a sigil depicting a mountain. Tiffany, you open it up, reading it, and you determine that it's a scroll of Earth Tremor.
That's a spell, yeah?
Yes. It deals a little bit of bludgeoning damage and knocks creatures prone. It can also make, if it's loose earth or stone, the area becomes difficult terrain because it's all shaken up.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like baby earthquake.
Yeah.
With everything you'd expect a baby earthquake to do.
Cry, shit itself.
Oh, you want your tectonic plates.
A small...
No quake, quake.
A small bottle marked with a fish glyph whose contents smell of low tide. Quasha takes another sip. Potion of water breathing.
What do you want to keep?
Can I breathe underwater, Adam? We probably had this conversation already.
You can't, no.
I'll just put that
You
in
can
my...
hold your breath extra long.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll say water breathing potion. I'll put that on my person.
You are so much better at running your stuff than I am. Look at this shit. I've got knife and fork. I have no idea what that's from.
You find a gold-bordered scroll bound with a leather strap. It's another spell scroll. This one is of, let's say, magic weapon. It makes a weapon magical for an hour.
Oh.
Magic in what way?
Just a slight enhancement. So it's the weight becomes unnaturally good. So, like, the weapon becomes perfectly weighted beyond what a mortal craftsman could make. So it plus one to hit and plus one damage.
Cool. Yeah.
And if something's like immune to normal weapons, I would imagine
the
magic weapon would hit it.
It it deals full damage against creatures like trolls and ghosts and stuff like that.
Ghosts?
Ghosts?
I ain't scared of no toast.
And finally, you find an unremarkable necklace that you find difficult to remember when you glance away from it.
Oh, Adam. I would like that necklace.
Do we know what it is? Does anyone know what it is?
Artist Simba identifies it. He says that it's an amulet of proof against detection and location. While wearing this amulet, you are hidden from divination magic. You can't be targeted by such magic or perceived through magical scrying senses. Artist Simba identifies it because his ring does the same thing.
Huh. I take the amulet, but I write myself a note to say that I have an amulet that if I'm not looking at, I will forget it's there and put that
you
in
You write
my
it
hat.
On the back of your hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why not just wear it?
I've got two I am wearing it. I've got two amulets, two belts, and a hat.
Just after all that, like oh, just find out what this is. You can't remember it after looking at it. You look it up. 2 minutes go by. Arta Simba tells you it is a shy rock.
I wrote amulet of forgetsies.
Oh,
boy.
So?
Yes.
With Artist Simba, you decide to maybe rest after your long fight. And over the night, you will level up. You're going to get extra hit points. You're going to get some new abilities. I'll list them out for you now. You, first off, Pop, you gain an ability called Iron Mind, which means...
My brain is Iron Man. My brain is Tony Stark.
Look, while I can't say no, that is also not entirely... By 7th level, you have honed your ability to resist the mind-altering powers of your prey. You gain proficiency in wisdom saving throws, basically.
Cool, so people try to, like, fuck with my brain.
They can't.
They can't.
Yes. They, Emmanuel, can't. I hope everyone appreciated that amazing joke. You also get to learn one additional spell that you'll want to write down yourself.
First or second level?
Well, you can pick.
Ooh!
Ooh!
Yes.
Choices.
Let me make some suggestions for you.
Yep.
There's the alarm spell, which wards an area for 8 hours. You can make a very audible alarm, or you can make an alarm that only you hear. And if someone enters the area of the spell without saying the secret code phrase, which you get to decide, then it sets off an alarm. That's one suggestion. You could take Detect Magic. That's another first level spell.
Yep, I can just look at it. Magic exists. Yeah, yep. Magic exists.
if it exists.
Oh my god, imagine if at the end of the campaign we found out that magic wasn't real. We just believed in ourselves a lot.
That was very cute. The real we found magic out magic is... wasn't real.
The real magic is self-belief.
I'm sorry. The worst. I hate it, but I can't stop doing it. I'm so sorry. I hate it.
If I may.
Yeah.
Spike growth. The ground in a 20-foot radius centered on a point within range, range once again being 150 feet, twists and sprouts hard spikes and thorns. The area becomes difficult terrain for the duration, and when a creature moves into or within the area, it takes 2d4 piercing damage for every 5 feet.
I really like spiky terrain.
Yeah. That's
a nasty attack. See, my brain's like, you should do detect magic so you can know where spells are. And my other brain's like, you should do the spiky ground so you can just put spiky ground near people that you don't like.
Hey, what do you think Pop would pick?
Spiky ground, Adam.
All right, spike growth it is. So, Tiffany.
Yes.
You will get quite a few things, actually. So, first things first, you get an ability called Evasion. Beginning at 7th level, you can nimbly dodge out of the way of certain area effect spells, such as an ancient red dragon's fiery breath or an ice storm spell. When you are subjected to an effect that allows you to make a dexterity saving throw to take only half damage, you instead take no damage if you succeed on the saving throw.
Holy shit, you basically become the Matrix.
And only half damage if you fail.
Sick.
Also, in addition, you will get one extra first level spell.
Yeah.
And you can now cast 2 second level spells. There's enlarge slash reduce, where you can double someone's size or half someone's size. You can cast it on someone who's not willing, but they get a saving throw to resist it.
Don't you dare fucking make me small.
Oh no, you'd go into your shell and you'd be puntable.
There's crown of madness, which when if they fail a saving throw, you can force them to attack their allies.
That's a very good one.
Alter self. You can magically change your appearance.
Oh, my God.
What's the difference between alter self and disguise self?
Disguise self, I believe, is the... I forget which one's the lower version of the spell, but one...
Disguise is level 1.
Yeah, disguise self is not as effective. So it does... Alter self...
Could you make yourself look...
Yeah, can I make myself look normal with that?
You can, but that spell only lasts for an hour and you need to concentrate on it.
Just to double check, I know when I got injured, it was like, you won't be able to hide this properly.
Yeah.
Can I hide my injury with Alter Self?
For 1 hour, yes.
I would like to take Alter Self.
Oh, the tragedy of this spell.
You are now level 7. Congratulations.
Yay!
But will level 7 be enough to keep our players safe? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.